Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and business manager Craig Mobley to recap Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting.
We are recapping Monday night's Knoxville School Board meeting. First of all, as part of the communications, some new rules for the new Randy Wilson track were presented. First of all, Craig, tell us about some of the rules and about the opening of the brand new facility there.
Yeah, we're super excited. We finally got the turf project done. We got all the testing that is required done, so we're able to start using that now. And just, you know, with anything new like this, you know, it comes some new rules for us to follow. You know, we have to be very careful about the cleats that are worn out there. We can only use molded cleats or athletic shoes, just regular athletic shoes. You know, we're trying to make sure no sharp objects get put out on that turf so the turf doesn't get punctured. No food, no tobacco products, of course, of any kind. No sugary sport drinks. We're asking for only water, and that's simply because the sugary drinks, if they spill, can clump up the rubber particles that are within the turf. You know, only approved athletic equipment out on the turf. We're just trying to do what we can to really protect this new asset that hopefully the whole community can enjoy and use. So we're gonna probably be a little bit overprotective at first and make sure that everybody knows the rules and becomes aware of the rules. But it's a fantastic looking field.
There was a presentation about some foundational literacy skills. Tell us about this presentation.
We were excited to host Amy Taylor, who is our principal at West Elementary. And then Sherry McDonald is a first grade teacher. Sean Helley is a second grade teacher. And Amber Cole is one of our teachers for special education students at West. And they talked about phonemic awareness along with Jill Mathis, who is our literacy coach for our elementary kids. And phonemic awareness is so important. It is hearing the sounds take to make a word and to make sentences and making sure that we are building those real fundamental skills in our youngest students. So starting in preschool, kindergarten, and first grade, ensuring that they have a strong phonemic awareness and putting that together with the other literacy components, which includes vocabulary and comprehension and phonics, so that our kids are true readers. Starting from very young age, we know that the window of learning usually is the best before third grade. So we want to do everything we can. We want to give our teachers the best resources, our students the best learning experiences, so they can be strong readers and then go from learning how to read to actually reading to learn. And that's really what the jump gets to then when they get into upper elementary and secondary school, is using those reading skills to learn about other things.
The fiscal year financial report was discussed. What are some key takeaways from this?
Really, in looking at it in whole for fiscal year 21, everything, all the financial metrics that we use to really evaluate how a fiscal year went look really good. I would say if there's any area of concern, you know, our expenditures did grow a little bit more than our revenues. However, we were still able to add to our fund balance slightly. Really what fiscal year 21, the overall result showed us is that, you know, the resources that were brought in during that fiscal year were spent in that fiscal year. And that's really what we want to do moving forward. We're in a very good financial position and we just want to maintain that. So all the resources that come in each fiscal year now, we want to use on those students that are here now. Looking at the numbers also, they look a little bit funny compared to past years, simply because we had a pretty big influx of the COVID relief money this year. So not only were our revenues quite a bit higher than we were originally estimating at the beginning of the fiscal year, but so were our expenses with buying all the health and safety supplies and equipment and also some technology devices to help us deal with all the restrictions and everything during the COVID phase of our school year.
The board went into a closed session, but after they reconvened from closed session, there was a discussion on some goal setting. What are some of the takeaways from this session?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway was the fact that the goals that we have talked about earlier in the year are still really important. So we're going to continue a focus on literacy and math, college and career readiness, and building partnerships in our community to continue looking at how to help kids know what all we offer right here in the Knoxville area. Along with our climate and culture, we want people to have good mental health. We want them to enjoy being here. We want them to collaborate together. And we also want to focus on our communication, both internally and externally. That's, I think, for every organization, always an important factor is how well we're communicating and how transparent we're being. We really prioritize that. And we know that it takes a lot of different ways to communicate out to make sure everybody is getting it in a format that they might be receptive, whether it's on the radio, email, and on social media. So we can continue to explore all of that. I think the other thing that came out of that discussion is understanding the importance of our extracurricular activities. We want all kids to feel like they have something they can participate in, and we want those to be strong programs. We want our community to be proud of our programs, and that's an area that ebbs and flows, and it depends on what extracurricular area you're talking about. Some of our programs right now are extremely strong and finding a lot of success. Others are struggling, and so I think we're going to probably do some work on how do we become more consistent in offering great programs year in and year out, working with our community to build those programs from young ages all the way even through adult programming. So I'm excited about where that might go in the next few months, and I think that was really the one addition that the board talked about that maybe we need to add to the plate on top of the other things we've already identified.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.